Baseball would hardly be baseball without baseball history. And as the season gets underway, some players are reaching back to an earlier era. Greg LaMolt reports from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.
From a slight distance, you wouldn't notice anything unusual about this baseball game at Seaside Park in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Players are swinging a bat and rounding the bases just like they would at any other park. But if you looked a little closer, you'd see something different about these players. Their hats have short brims. Their team initials are stitched on a rectangle of fabric that's buttoned to their long-sleeve collared shirts. And the strangest thing, no one in the field is wearing a glove.
Vintage is without a glove. Only sissies wear a mitt. This is pure baseball.
That's Mickey Tangle, a retired teacher and member of the vintage baseball team, the Brooklyn Atlantics. The team is in Connecticut to play the Bridgeport Orators in a game of baseball the way it was played in 1864. It's like a cross between sports and historical reenactment. Glenn Drinkwater is the president of the National Vintage Baseball Association.
The difference between doing this and reenacting is you're actually playing a game. You know, if you're reenacting the Battle of Gettysburg, you already know ahead of time who wins and who loses. Playing a vintage baseball game, you can actually win this thing.
Drinkwater's been studying old newspaper clippings and historical records for years to understand exactly how the early versions of the game were played. He says there are about 250 vintage baseball teams around the country, and the number grows every year. There are generally two different sets of rules, and there's a hot debate within the vintage world over which is better. In 1860s games, pitching is underhand and there are no gloves. In 1880s games, pitchers throw overhand and players wear small mitts the size of gardening gloves. The 1880s game has its own World Series, which is organized by Jim Boughton, who played for the New York Yankees in the 1960s. Boughton says modern-day baseball is like professional wrestling, all about show, which is why he loves the vintage game.
No chest-bumping, high-fiving, trash-talking, hot-dogging, pointing to the sky, or kissing jewelry. Just baseball. And that's why I love the game better than what you're seeing on television.
Come on! Run! Run!
Everybody in vintage ball has a nickname. Pete Shinazu of the Orators goes by Junior.
Joe is Vintage Joe. Our catcher, Josh, he's the judge. Our first baseman is Irish. Second baseman is Ginger.
In the 1860s, if a fielder caught a ball after one bounce, it was an out. But the weirdest thing is the lack of gloves. Both teams have a few guys who have broken fingers in the past, but Josh, the judge, Giroux, says it doesn't usually hurt too badly.
I mean, not as bad as you would think. You know, it's a quick sting. It depends, but some guys really huck the ball at you, like our shortstop over there. He hurts.
The players range in age from their 20s to their 60s. Many of them say they joined vintage teams because they were sick of overly competitive baseball and softball leagues. James Caparosa, who goes by Cap, is a pitcher for the Orators.
Well, I've been playing hardball my whole life. I've played college ball, semi-pro ball, and this is the most fun I've had playing baseball since I was 7 years old.
The teams split the doubleheader. Orators team founder, Vintage Joe Vigorito, led the post-game cheer.
Fine day today. Three cheers for the Brooklyn Atlantics. Hip, hip,
huzzah!
Hip, hip,
huzzah!
Hip, hip, huzzah!
For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.